Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. Mark chapter 4, verses 2 through 9. It reads, "He began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, 'Listen, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30 and 60 and 100-fold. This is the parable of the sower. It is also the parable discussed in last week's parable class. In that class, we talked about the obvious differences between the soils and how we each have these soils in our hearts. We each have moments in our lives which have been hardened by sin, past hurts, or ignorances. We also have moments when we are too busy to hear God's word, or our priorities get twisted. But we also each have patches of really good, rich, and fertile soil. These things are really looking at this parable at the very surface. What we started to talk about was an aspect not fully mentioned, but alluded to in this parable, and that is water. We engage in each other's soils when we act as water does. Too much water will flood the soil and rot any plant, and yet not enough water will cause even the healthiest plant to wither. I invite you to reflect with me today on relationships and our actions. When are we too involved, too invested, pouring too much water onto someone or something, perhaps causing their roots not to grow? Or when might we be holding back or feeling very guarded, causing the root system to wither away? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 260 of the Book of Common Prayer, Collect 22 for Social Service. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be served but to serve, bless all who, following his steps, give themselves to the service of others, that with wisdom, patience, and courage, they may minister in his name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy, for the love of him who laid down his life for us. Your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, and be gracious to you. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.